This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Crichton.
So what are we seeing and hearing about journalism since the election? Jasmine, you were telling us that even some of your students are getting into arguments with their parents about the role journalists should be playing.
Yeah, I found that really interesting. We were just talking when we came back from Thanksgiving break. We were discussing journalism and the climate for journalists right now. What are people thinking about possibly going into it as a career field? And one of my students said that over Thanksgiving they'd gotten into an argument with their father about the media, and I quote unquote the media, right? And what is the media? Because this person was railing against the media and how they weren't really doing their job properly. And
the student's father was saying this.
Yeah, and the student said, "Well, who are you talking about when you say the media? Are you talking about just some random blogger you found on the internet? Are you talking about national networks? I mean, you need to really be specific about what the problems are." And who you're talking about, because not everyone's a journalist out there when you talk about the media. And I was, first of all, really proud to hear your students say that, because we've been discussing that. You know, there's this generalization on the media, but who is the media? Who are you complaining about when you're saying the media? And are they even journalists to begin with? Are you talking about journalism or just, you know, some entity out there that you don't like? So at the end of this conversation they were having with their parent, the parent decided just to kind of let it go and go, you know, I guess you have a point there. You know, I should probably be more specific when I talk about that. That was good to hear that they are at least, you know, getting into a civil conversation.
Well, that's true, Will. It seems the term the media covers more and more people.
Yeah, and therein lies the problem. I mean, you have a president-elect who has been spewing this throughout the campaign and even hinting at it since his election, and even the other day, he was talking about the New York Times in a very derogatory form. And when you say the media, exactly what does that mean? Are these legitimate journalists, or are these folks that anyone who has an internet connection can spout and say just about anything they want and spew venom online and in any kind of forum? So we have to really – you have to be really more educated more than anything as a news consumer in knowing what's legitimate and what's not. So the media is such a cast-a-wide net, and I think we have to be a little more specific and a little more scrutinizing.
By the way, it was really interesting you said New York Times. Their subscribers went up more than 100,000 people after he tweeted about the failing New York Times.
So I think that says something too, to be honest.
Who do we consider the media? Or even the mainstream media. I think Fox now gets lumped in with being a mainstream news organization, and I would disagree with that. I think Fox continues to be a platform for Republicans. It seems to be putting out the talking points for Republicans. There may be some good journalists working for Fox, but I feel that's a really skewed, and it's more propaganda than it is actual what I would consider to be journalism.
Well, I agree, and that's kind of my axe die I grind with cable news, because I think I kind of point to them as the point where we kind of open the floodgates to this issue about who's the media and who's not. I mean, it seems like punditry or pundits suddenly became known as journalists when they're not. Bill O'Reilly, what have you. We need to have some clarification, and people need to be a little bit more well-educated and watch these shows or read what they see online with a grain of salt.
Yeah, you know, the problem there is the 24/7 cycle, because they have to be on constantly. And it's really difficult to be able to employ that many journalists who are going to report and be able to produce programming for a 24-hour cycle. So you get a lot of different programs that are really maybe newsy, but not news. You know, they have maybe a main anchor who was or is a journalist, but then you have a number of commentators that are coming in pushing their agenda. And it's really hard to be able to control that message or be able to, tame that down. And so you see just a lot of programming where just random people, and then you have commentators that are brought on. I mean, people like Bill O'Reilly, for instance, not a journalist. And
Sean Hannity,
yeah,
not a journalist.
Sean Hannity, right. And there's plenty of people who are talking heads. They're not journalists, but they have their own show. They have their own program. on a what people believe to be a news network, so they think that's news. But you know, that's not news. That's not journalism.
But there seems to be this direction where people, because of these cable news networks and programs and talk shows, where it's not so much anymore that you look for objective, factual, news, but you're now looking for something that fits your narrative and fits your point of view and fits your profile or fits your beliefs. And so I think that's what people like Roger Ailes or whatever, when Fox News came along, that's what they figured out, that's what people will subscribe to, whether it's good for journalism or not. That's what they wanted, and it gave them what some people wanted.
Well, I believe I suggested a few weeks ago that maybe it's time to do away with the around-the-clock news channels, as you mentioned, Jasmine. And it is. It's difficult to fill 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with news, and that is part of the problem. And, Will, I would say that the problem may even date back further than cable, the rise of the cable news channels, when you talk about AM talk radio and some of the things that are spewed in those types of programs.
Absolutely. I mean, stations changed formats. I knew, down in areas where I had worked, where they suddenly took on the Rush Limbaughs and so forth because of the – just on the sake of the ratings, and they took away their local programming, in-house programming, that was mostly not so talk show oriented, but it was informational, be it news, entertainment, or sports. But because of the this kind of Rush Limbaugh talk show movement, and there's always been talk shows, but ones that were very highly opinionated, if you wanted the Republican guy here, the conservative guy this, or the liberal guy that. And that just seems to caught a lot of people's attention and got ratings. At the end of the day, that seems like a lot of radio stations sacrificed that.
You're right. They sacrificed what they were offering local, because it's cheaper to air a network program in the long run.
Absolutely.
And you don't have to worry about someone calling in sick or someone quitting and having to replace them. If you have this network talk show,
right,
it's somebody else's headache to make sure that they're providing you with that 3 hours of programming that you're paying for every day.
Absolutely.
And on the other side, for television stations, especially local stations, you see more and more news programming being created because it's cheaper, because they already have the staff. So they figure, what's another half hour, an hour? We've already have these people here.
Start our morning show at what, 4:30 in the morning? Now?
4 or 4:30, yeah, because when I was leaving one station, it was being moved to 4:30, but then another place went to 4 o'clock a.m. I tell you what, the crew's no bigger. They're rarely, maybe one more reporter might be added, but very rarely. I mean, you have just the same staff, and they've added another half hour, an hour to a program. And because they have the staff, they figure, hey, why not? But it really does stretch resources, and it's very hard on people. I mean, if you want to have good journalism, you need to invest in it. And that's the problem we're looking at, is that people aren't investing in journalism anymore.
With that, we're going to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.